Senate Bill 202, an act to revise certain provisions regarding visitation rights for grandparents.
Senate Bill 202, having had its second reading for final consideration, are there any remarks? Representative Michaels.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, Senate Bill 202 comes to us via constituent issue in the Sioux Falls area, but it goes much deeper than that. And it's actually, if you look in the reader, a modification of the current law relative to grandparents' visitation rights. And the long and complicated story, which I will not give you, comes from a United States Supreme Court case that came down and required clarification as it related to grandparents' rights in terms of the balance of those rights versus the biological parents. We heard very compelling, and I would submit, emotional testimony, especially as much courage as it takes for people to talk about this, from an individual from the Sioux Falls area whose daughter had been killed, and she was having a difficult time getting visitation rights enforced through the court system to see her granddaughter. And given this day and age of a lot of reasons why families don't stay together, I am a product of a broken home, and I know that my grandfather was very instrumental in making sure that I walked the straight and narrow. And I know everybody here has been touched by those events, that from just a pure legal basis, this provides a lot of discretion and a balancing mechanism in the courts to allow grandparents' visitation rights. And the second point of that is, if there is a biological parent who is deceased, then it gives a presumption for the court to consider to allow that grandparent visitation rights. I urge your support, and I urge your continuation of the support of the families so that we can find a vehicle for the courts to hang their hats on in accordance with state and federal law and the constitutions to ensure that these children have access to grandparents and examples. Thank you very much.
Further remarks, Senate Bill 202. Hearing none, the question before the House then is the final passage of Senate Bill 202. Those in favor vote aye, opposed nay. The clerk will lock the voting machine and members proceed to vote on final passage of Senate Bill 202.
Representatives Napoli, Monroe, Nachtigall, and Pitts. Representative Nachtigall. All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 67, nays 2, absent 1.
Senate Bill 202, having received the majority vote of members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed agreed to.